With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Florida officials are suing the Justice Department over its control of the investigation into the September assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is suing the Justice Department after it was told not to interview witnesses or take other steps while the federal investigation was ongoing into the discovery of an armed man at Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf resort. The Justice Department cited federal law, which says an attempted assassination of a political candidate will be investigated by the FBI, and state jurisdiction is then suspended. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said state charges against the suspect, Ryan Ruth, would be pursued in addition to federal charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Recent stories on social media about the U.S. hurricane response may be coming from the Kremlin. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on that story.
Researchers at a London-based think tank say Russian accounts are spreading and amplifying misinformation about hurricane response in the U.S. There are plenty of legitimate concerns about recovery efforts after Milton or Helene, but the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found posts linked to Russian state media and online accounts were spreading English-language content with fake images, like flooding at Disney World that never happened. Among the posts circulating were anti-Semitic attacks against the director for public affairs at FEMA and the mayor of Asheville, North Carolina. The findings are consistent with previous Kremlin campaigns to exploit legitimate debate about hot-button issues. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points, but the NASDAQ rose 138, with the S&P 500 advancing 12, oil down to $70.48 a barrel. SRN News. The battle over gay marriage comes to South Korea.
2 million evangelical Christians in the country are planning to pray together on Sunday as lawmakers consider a bill that would allow same-sex couples to share health care benefits. Clergymen and pro-family advocates in South Korea fear that if the measure passes, it will be the first step toward eventual legalization of homosexual unions. Asia is socially conservative as a rule, but a growing number of countries there are beginning to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge heard arguments on whether he should temporarily block a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. Opponents say the law is an unconstitutional violation of separation of church and state. Proponents argue that the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance to the foundation of law in this country. This is SRN News. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish after Tesla surged and IBM slumped following their latest profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Thursday, breaking its first three-day losing streak since early September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 140 points. That's about 0.3%. The Dow was weighed down by a big drop in IBM. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Tesla soared almost 22%. Elon Musk's electric vehicle company had its second biggest gain on record after turning in much better than expected results. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.21%. Seth Suto, New York.
Boeing factory workers have voted against the company's latest contract offer and will remain on the picket line 6 weeks into a strike that has stopped production of its best-selling jetliners. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.